And John Brennan, the men and women of the CIA will have the leadership of one of our nation's most skilled and respected intelligence professionals. I urge the Senate to confirm them as soon as possible so we can keep our nation secure and the American people safe.
How safe do you feel, America? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All those nooks and crannies and all the flyover states. How you feeling right now? Do we feel safer? Do we feel there's a concern about not just terrorist threats that are thousands of miles away, but what's happening stateside too as well? Here's what's interesting. From a good source, the Pentagon, I know that recently many more near incidents have been thwarted thanks to the great works of Ray Kelly, the police commish in New York. This guy must never sleep. You know, it's like that song, New York, New York, it's the city never sleeps. He never sleeps because he is so concerned about knowing that New York is a very, very big target. It's important who we have in place at the CIA and who is the secretary of our defense, the defense secretary. Since there's now these vacancies and the guy who we thought would have been perfect for the job, General Petraeus, betrayed us and ultimately fell on his sword because of some shenanigans. As he was moving up the chain, what a strategist he is, and I think he had a keen intellect for the military, matched with what you have to be concerned about globally, closer to home when it comes to defense issues. I think he would have done well in that position, and as he would have jumped up from the CIA spot, and so the narrative crashed. Instead, now we're talking about somebody completely different and somebody who will get confirmed. I think he'll get confirmed, Hagel will. He's a Republican, or was a Republican, certainly, in his days on the Hill. However, his stances with Israel don't match most currently that are lawmakers who will have the final say on whether he gets the stamp of approval. So he's going to have to answer some questions about Israel. He's going to have to answer a few other questions for comments that he probably made, because they'll all get dug up when he goes through the confirmation hearings. But I think Chuck Hagel wins. I think he gets in, and part of the reason is because he still has plenty of friends on both sides of the Hill, as much as he'll get attacked for especially Israel comments about, more focus on what's happening in Iran and the Arab countries. So that comes up, but ultimately he leaps over that hurdle. What happens with Brennan could be a little bit of a different story because of the anti-drone sentiment, some of it anyway, that's pretty prevalent among some in Congress. He's all about the Predator drone and all about beefing up military, and in a position at the CIA, moving into the top position, there you are, front and center, looking over the shoulder of anyone connected as part of the web of thwarting terrorism. So he would be the top guy. And does he have the skill set to really do that job well? There are some questions about that he'll have to answer for some balls that were dropped in his previous position. But regardless, you know what? Both of them probably get in. There's not a lot of commotion, just a few saucy headlines. We'll play a couple of the obligatory sound bites from a confirmation hearing where at least a few digs have to be thrown out, or it doesn't seem like anyone's doing anything And then we go to Senator John Kerry and his spot to fill the shoes of Hillary Clinton, who was back in her office, by the way, and will answer questions about Benghazi. I want to hear what's asked. To me, that would be the bigger thing to watch. What does she say about exposing in a horrific hornet's nest in Libya, exposing the ambassador and the three others not having enough protection when they asked two different times, this is not good, we need help, and didn't get the help? And more importantly, what the story was there when the consulate was attacked and the various chains of command that the talking points must have went through. It's going to be interesting to see what Clinton does, how she handles that, and the questions that she's asked, because the buck would stop with the Secretary of State. To me, that would be the most interesting thing to see of all of the confirmation hearings, whether it's the person who's going to come in after her, Kerry, possibly, as he's nominated, or the two you just heard the president talk about, whether it's Hagel or Brennan. You know, the fight over Hagel may play out and a little bit bigger and be interesting, but not as interesting as the questions that will have to be answered over Benghazi. And this all could have been avoided. If all could have been avoided, if initially, instead of looking for a snap answer immediately as to what had happened there, taking a few seconds to pause, look at it, and just admit the truth that it was because of, it was coinciding with the anniversary, sadly, of September 11th, and there were security breaches. There wasn't enough security there. I mean, for goodness sake, we don't even know some of the details of it, but we want to know. Americans feel like they were lied to, and they want some answers on this one. So let's see if we get the answers that we really want to hear, or it's more of a snow job on the way out for Hillary Clinton, where people can't get enough of talking about Clinton for 2016. So if she really has an interest in that, she will probably have to tread a little bit lightly. People are talking about money, 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 and your taxes and how some new laws are going to affect you. Did you know that the new tax deal, the cliff that supposedly was avoided, will definitely hit you in some way, because if you add up the amount of taxes that we're talking about, $160 billion hike in payroll taxes, because you have the expiring payroll tax holiday, so that increases the payroll tax that funds Social Security from 4.2% to 6.2%. You also have the $39 billion in income tax rate hikes. We already know that because all the rich people are making $400,000 if you're single and $450,000 for married people. They'll see a huge, well, they'll see a little bit of a jump, 35 to 39% really, practically 40, and that will make up for close to $400 billion in taxes over 10 years. And how about the deductions? I think the deductions will affect the average people. $15 billion from limiting deductions. So the joint filers, deductions every year that average out to $50,000, $400,000, $250,000, $300,000. I hate talking about taxes. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies.
From the politics that ail us to technology, and I used to do a thing called Tech Tuesday, so we're bringing back Tech Tuesday. What are the super cool things out there that you've been hearing about that you think are very Jetson-ish, or, you know, George Jetson, remember that cartoon where they had futuristic things, they were living in space? Is there ever a possibility we'll live in space? Well, we know there is a chance of hitching a ride eventually. But let's keep our feet on the ground. And the reason I also bring this up is because of the huge, cool things that I saw that came out of the Consumer Electronics Show. And, you know, they have this giant show every single year. And it's the world's biggest electronics trade show. I've been there one time because I used to live in Las Vegas. And somebody talked me into going there. And it goes from Tuesday through Friday. What they do with this show, and I kind of got a sneak peek of some of the products. I mean, some of it is just mind-blowing stuff. And some of it is just fun stuff. Well, how about a vibrating fork that if you're eating too fast, the fork will let you know, it'll have a blinking light, and it vibrates so that it trains you to take your time. Because if you eat a little bit slower, supposedly that helps you lose weight because you feel full and you digest your food better. the fort costs $99, and it's going to be available by April. The vibrating fork. What do you do? Carry it. If you're a guy, carry it in your back pocket. If you're a woman, carry it in your purse. Let me grab my vibrating fork. There is a reason for this madness. In theory, it sounds okay, but realistically, are you going to lose weight from the vibrating fork? I'm a little bit doubtful on that one. Then there's this other thing called the track dot. And what it does, it's a black and orange box that's pre-programmed with your phone numbers, and it's dropped into a piece of checked luggage. So if you arrive at an airport and you don't get your bag, you can check its location online with the app or get its location sent to you through a text message or email. What that device does, the location, it uses a SIM card, so I'm sure they had to, with the FAA, they had to work this, all the kinks of this out. But the track dot automatically goes into sleep mode when it's on the plane, and it wakes up when it's at the destination gate. This costs less than the vibrating fork. It's $50, plus there's an annual service fee and then a setup fee that's minimal. It's not that much. I guess if you're a frequent flyer and you've had a lot of luggage lost, especially overseas, or I don't know, even popping around the U.S., that'd be pretty cool. Where's your luggage? Forget trying to get it through the airlines. They're going to have to deliver it to you, but at least you'd know where it is. Matt, what do you think? Vibrating fork, a track on your luggage, any of these interest you?
I am uninterested in all of them.
How about this? There's a thing that they're called smart glasses. The Vuzix M100 smart glasses, and what it is they bring the whole features on your smartphone to your eyeballs, right to your eyes. So they worked on this prototype for a long time.
I don't know if I'd like that. That's like too close, I feel like.
So you're running around with your Android. You can watch calls, videos, kind of like some of the futuristic things like Logan's Run or some of the movies where we've seen, and they just look and they have the thing in front of them.
Yeah.
So you'd have an interface right in front of you. You have a GPS, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, all that.
The only thing I think I would like that for is when I'm, you know, at the gym or something, then that would come in handy. But, I mean, obviously you wouldn't be able to drive and have that going on, and then walking down the street, I mean, it's like the annoying guy with the Bluetooth times 10.
Oh, that would be annoying, wouldn't it? Like, you're like a cyborg running around and you have the thing in front of you. Oh, yes. The Bluetooth. I'm sorry. I hate the Bluetooth. Do you have a Bluetooth?
Of course not. Come on now.
Oh, I like you more that you have no Bluetooth.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You really love me a lot.
I do, even more. On a scale of 1 to 10, you just went up to 10 in my book. Can you imagine? I'm like thinking of the college. Can you imagine, like, Rick in Illinois with a Bluetooth, or Izzy in Missouri with a Bluetooth, or Dan in Texas, or Pete in Texas with a Bluetooth. I have a good buddy. He's in talk radio, and I love him to death. We've been friends for a long time. But his name's Ernie Brown, and he would just annoy me to no end. We'd go out to dinner, and you'd just be sitting there thinking you're involved in this conversation, and he'd start talking out loud because he was on his stupid Bluetooth. I have finally, it's like, you have got to put that in your pocket when you're talking to me. I cannot stand it. It's like you're just spewing things out to the universe, and it's annoying. At least he had a softer voice, so it wasn't like he was screaming. You see people sometimes at restaurants where it's so loud. Even now, the couple of places that I was over the holidays, there was a restaurant I went to with my family, where right on the menu it said, no cell phone devices, none of it, zip, that you had to have them all turned off no matter what. So unless you were a doctor and had a pager, but nobody looked at a phone. You weren't allowed to do that in the restaurant. I thought, it wasn't some five-star restaurant either, by the way. I thought that was great. Oh, I mean, you can actually have conversations? You're kidding. How cool is that? Then I read about this other thing through some website. I don't know who was doing a preview, but I picked up something else that they're doing at this big electronic convention that they have in Vegas. And there's all kinds of gadgets. I mean, thousands. It's so big. But temperature, lights, all that kind of stuff, you can track and control with sensors. So trying to coordinate it all. It's called the Iris system. and it acts like sort of a hub to connect your house. It's got a mobile app. You control, you check it'll tell you your back door is open. It gives you text message alerts, thermostats, security sensors, obviously. I just said that. Water heaters, pet doors, the carbon monoxide levels, the moisture levels of your house plants, and
I have
all kinds
seen,
of stuff.
A lot of those, why can't I think of the name of it? The entry, the key card entry systems?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, and somebody out there is yelling it in their car right now. But they now have that integrated with your smartphone now, so like if you need to, you know, your work or your apartment building or your condo, whatever it is, your garage, you can just hold your smartphone up to it and then it'll unlock it, and you can do that with your car and just several other things. There's going to be apps to do basically anything you want, I feel like.
Yeah, I do too. I think that's kind of cool. That could be a safety feature for a lot of people. And there's also already there's a way remotely to an app where you can somebody you're out somewhere and somebody says, oh, there was this great series that I'm watching. You need to watch it. And it's the first one's on tonight or it's on whatever. You can just program your TV with
you can hook up your DVR.
Yeah, I love that.
Take control that way. And then, I mean, especially up here in Minnesota, there are some people who I've seen people who have this where you can start your car from your smartphone.
Yep.
Because a lot of people do have the remote start, but you have to be within a certain range of it with your smartphone. I mean, you can be, you know, deep in the bowels of the Mall of America and start your car in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's cool. And especially in Minneapolis, that would be great because of the weather. So you get the car going already, and then you get there, and perfect. How great is that? I see some great uses for that kind of a thing and for the house stuff with the garage to let you know. And that's that'd be helpful, I think, for some people. Some of the stuff that will be on display in Vegas will be just cool stuff that you would never even want to have to try to figure out. And we can be over the top with our technology. However, I think we're bringing back Tech Tuesday because there are some really cool things that don't cost an arm and a leg that could really make a difference in your life and my life. And we're going to start talking about it.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Different directions, talked a little bit of politics at the top of the show, segging into technology, and this is a segment that I affectionately call Odds and Ends. You can throw in on any or all of it at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Are you a gadget person? Do you embrace technology? And we just mentioned a couple of things that are going to be hot at this year's tech convention in Las Vegas. It's called CES. It's mind-blowing, the things you'll see there. And it's just gotten bigger and badder, and the amount of people that flood Vegas for that show is incredible. It may be one of their biggest. So if somebody has a tech product, they want to release it there because it gets a lot of attention. The fork, I'm not so sure about. My fork is that'd be pretty embarrassing. My fork is vibrating. How about a fork that shocks you? You know, like those old gags, those magic tricks where you get shocked? How about if the fork just shocked you? Put your fork down and your hand gets shocked, so that's the end of that. I don't feel like eating anymore. Maybe that would work a little bit better. Anyway, so cool new gadgets for 2013. Sometimes I think we're just over the top with tech, and sometimes I think it's a good thing. The idea that you could turn your car coming out of a mall and it's locked, I like that. Or that you can check your house, I think that's a good thing too. If you forget a door, it's flipped open or whatever, that's probably not a bad thing. But if everything in your world is technology driven, I think you need a tech break. You need a break from everything that you have to somehow program or hit or change or tweak or whatever to get the desired result. How about just like sitting on the lawn and taking a breath, just taking a time out and reading a newspaper, like the sports section, the business section, news, the gossip section, doing the crossword puzzle, because it's going to be something that's going to be obsolete in the near future anyway. Papers are like old rags. Hardly any people are reading papers anymore. Because, and a lot of big papers have gone to 3 days even, because so many people just can get a paper on or news through the use of technology, whether it's the iPad, the iPhone, or however they pull it up, or just the good old internet. All right, so odds and ends, here's what's shaking around the planet. If you missed it, you didn't miss much, but the Crimson Tide beat Notre Dame. Now, if you're a Bama fan, and I have a lot of friends that are Bama fans, it's just Roll Tide all the way. 42-14 was the final score. Alabama got a huge lead. They never were looking over their shoulder. 28-0 by the time they hit the lockers at halftime, so you knew it was going to be really tough. Nick Saban, once again, has another great championship game. So back-to-back is a very, very big run for the Crimson Tide. It's like they breed football players, and Saban is a great recruiter, so it just shows for everybody that was attacking the SEC. Now I think they have to think twice when they make those comments, because the Irish certainly did not hold their own. Let's talk about deals for a second. A mortgage deal, I saw a headline today, imagine this, mortgage deal favors the banks. You think? Think the banks ever lose in any of our scenarios? Once we had the banks too big to fail, once that baby rolled out back in 2008, it was all an easy glide for the banks from that moment on. Not that it always hadn't been, but it just continued. So here's the thing. A lot of programs have been canceled with this because of the whole mortgage problems, the mortgage abuses and whatnot. So one of the biggest mortgage programs was canceled. $8.5 billion settlement between the feds and 10 banks. Bank of America agreed on Monday to pay $10 billion to Fannie Mae to settle claims over mortgages that soured during the crash. And what happened during the crash, loans from those frauds countrywide, which is now a B of A of subsidiary, they knew they were going to have to pay this. Because remember, 5 years after the housing bubble burst, 1 million U.S. homeowners are still trying to save their homes from foreclosure. They're stuck in a crazy limbo because of the lenders who are hoping to put the mortgage nightmare behind them. There are people that are in these foreclosed places who can't go anywhere, and they're right back to the same mess. Some of these properties too. Wow. So I mentioned Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Wells Fargo. They're going to pony up the money, and they're going to pony up money for mortgage assistance and direct payments to people who were wronged. How do they determine that? Okay, so we have $3.3 billion. The first people that come and see us, you are going to get some money back. That's going to be tough because I don't think that's enough to cover it. So it may be, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, how much do you qualify? How much do we want to help you out? Because the options are closing for 4 million people whose loans were foreclosed on in 2009 and 2010. The average foreclosure takes about a year. That's up from 8 months at the start of 2010. In New York, which is interesting because it varies from state to state, in New York, the process is 3 years. Wow. And that's actually a year longer than it took 3 years ago. It'll be 3 years, so don't worry. You might get foreclosed on, but you still have 3 years. And that's because the process, reviewing the cases, compensating the people, figuring it out, like for the people that they deem worthy of getting the money. They review the applications, blah, 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 for the claims. And they sent out about 4 million letters to people who, you know, potential claimants. And the deadline was December 31st so that they could get some relief. I don't think that's enough money. I mean, that settlement, I don't think that's enough. I think they end up needing probably a little bit more. All right, moving to another odd or end, depending, I guess, on how you look at it. You know, I am the pole princess. It's funny, somebody actually came up to me and said, hey, you're the pole princess. And I had to think about it for a second. You'll have to guess why I had to think about it for a second. But it sounded funny, and here I have said that myself. I just didn't make the connection to the show as the pole princess so well. I was wondering, threw it out there in the first place, and then it boomeranged back to me. All right, so quickly here, Gallup, this is a poll that you'll find interesting. How about this? They're telling us the majority believe the U.S. is the best nation for individual freedoms. You know, I say this all the time. The reason that sometimes we're like rabid dogs, to be honest, about the Constitution, about taking apart parts of the Constitution, about the freedoms that we enjoy in the United States. There's a good reason for that, because we have the quality of life and we believe the opportunity to have a chance to grab the brass ring. So I'm not shocked that a USA Today Gallup poll would find that people in the United States think that they have a better life compared to other industrialized nations. However, the U.S. is no better than average, and you're not going to be blown away by this, when it comes to economic, governmental, and health care systems. 77% of the people surveyed said that the U.S. is the best nation when it comes to individual freedoms, followed by the quality of life and the opportunity for people to get ahead. Only 46% of the people that responded said they admired the nation's system of government. 34% were not so enamored by the U.S. economy. And only 29% said the nation's healthcare system was as advanced as those of other industrialized countries. Once again, not a shocker. Yeah. It's pretty easy to see that others have perfected their health care a little bit better, and some worse, some much worse. And then the economic situation, I'm not surprised about. And then, you know, where we are and why we're not so enamored with it are some of the reasons that have been thrown out, whether it's health care or wages, that kind of thing. So there you have it. Majority believe the U.S. is still the best nation for individual freedoms. Coming up on ATN, we have a few things that went down in Connecticut. You know, the outcry still for the folks in Newtown, people really feel compelled to try to help them. Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly wanted to go there and visit and talk to the people, and they had something to say about the Connecticut shooting. You're going to hear that coming up next. Also, Leon Panetta says that we are safer today, and Leon Panetta is leaving his post as the defense secretary, heading back west to his beloved California. Hang with us.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
When it can happen to children in a classroom, it's time to say,
enough.
First couple that we spoke to, dad took out his cell phone and showed us a picture of his daughter, and I just about lost it.
Yeah, obviously pretty sad, and Gabby Giffords knows what it's like to have the people around her be killed as a result of a nut with a gun, and she also knows what it's like to barely survive that, and then to see the pictures and hear about the horrific things that happened in Connecticut. So the gun debate continues on all aspects of this, and the cry to get rid of, whether it's the assault weapons or to beef up the permitting process, to close down the gun shows, whatever it is, I think that it's going to be a tough time from the legal point of view and through the legislative point of view to really, do I think this will happen, to see this go from where we are now with gun rights and the upholding of the Second Amendment. Despite the overwhelming emotion about gun control and the horrific stories in these oddball mass horrible shootings, I still think the NRA, the passion of people to have gun ownership, to be able to, if they choose to, get a permit, own a gun, outweighs the other side of, we're sick of this, we want guns gone, can't we get rid of them, why do we have assault weapons of any sort, what about these mags? I think that some things might ultimately prevail. When I say some things, it's like you have a basket and you have every type of gun, you have all the kinds of bans, you talk about everything from A to Z related to guns and the issuing of permits. So there may be a few things that are tweaked and voted on, but I don't think that the president's agenda even gets very far. I'd be stunned with what would have to happen to go to have this go through in Congress. Would be a complete 180 for some of the biggest supporters of the NRA, some of the biggest supporters of the right to bear arms, if we go back to the simplistic language. So it is emotional. It is sad. It's terrible what happened with Giffords and the nut Jared Lee Loeffner in that case, who killed a young girl who just wanted to hear some politics, was doing it for a civics class, and she was in the middle of that and was killed. Just awful. And same for the Newtown, Connecticut shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary. Then we go roll back to what happened in the summer at the Aurora, Colorado Theater, Portland, Oregon. Yes, there have been some terrible things that have happened, and guns happen to be the weapon of choice. But I think the choice of the American people, by a little bit, even though it's kind of split down the middle, by a little bit, I think gun ownership stays. I think the right to own guns also stays in the United States. And we have seen some examples of what has happened when someone's been able to defend themselves at their homes, or somebody's been able to help other people in situations where they're being held up, or they're in a public place and somebody's decided to wreak havoc, but there's somebody with a gun and they didn't know that. There's somebody that's armed and ready to do what they have to do. And the arguments over arming teachers and having college campuses, the right to carry a gun, concealed and carry or whatever on the campus, I think those debates are going to become just that much bigger. It's going to become that prevalent on our campuses to talk about it, to talk about the possibilities, and in our legislative bodies in every state in the United States, and then even more than that, probably in some of these towns and at town hall meetings. Leon Panetta is on his way out as the defense secretary. Who comes in next? Could be that we see Chuck Hagel. However, he's going to have some opposition and some things that he's going to have to answer for, some questions from the time when he was in the Senate. Leon Panetta was asked the question pretty simply, if we are safer now, are we safer? Because everybody wants to measure that by what happened at 9/11 and what happened afterwards. So Panetta, who is absolutely a short-timer, talked about America and safety today and is it safer, and also his departure.
The time has come for me to return to my wife Sylvia, our three sons, their families, our six grandchildren, and my walnut farm. Dealing with a different set of nuts. America is safer and more secure than it was 4 years ago. And we have reached a turning point after more than a decade of war.
It's interesting. Leon Panetta was portrayed by James Gandolfini in the movie Zero Dark Thirty, in the position that he's in now. And I thought he did a pretty good job imitating Panetta. And you heard his joke there about the nuts and going back to California and his family. Now it's a question of, is the next person that steps in qualified to do it? Does he get approved, or do we go down the line and somebody else have to be nominated? Hagel, I think, gets approved. John Brennan, who is the nominee by the president to head the CIA, could have an interesting time, too, in the confirmation process. But he probably also gets approved. And Brennan, if he goes back in his career at the CIA, in his career in the biz, says that he got started when there was an ad in the New York Times, and it said that the CIA was looking for a few good men. How about that? He was a public service kind of guy where he traveled all over the world when he was at Fordham University, and he talked to a CIA recruiter. That's how that ended up happening. So his first job was at Langley Air Force Base in Virginia. He spent 25 years as a spy overseas. He was an intelligence analyst and an executive. And he's was a Saudi chief, an intelligence briefer for Clinton. He was the top guy at the CIA when the director was George Tenet in the Bush White House years. And he's Obama's top terrorism advisor right now. So he's part of the strategy of using drones and special ops in beating Al-Qaeda and other terrorism targets. That's the 1-2-3 formula. But and some of these drone attacks have killed Taliban and Al-Qaeda ops in Pakistan and Yemen, which is a good thing. However, there's a lot of people that don't like the remotely piloted drones because of the possibility of collateral damage. But I say thumbs up. I'm going to give him big marks for the drones, because I think we save more. In the end, we save more lives by using the drones. I'm not for using drones to patrol our neighborhoods and waste however much money we would waste on them trying to stop people for routine traffic stops. You know, they've talked about that, which is ridiculous. I mean, that'd be outrageous. Well, the drones saw you do a California stop at the stop sign. Whoever suggested that needs to go home. They need to pick up their bat and their ball and leave Washington, because I think that was a big mistake to talk about using drones to look for different traffic patterns and problems. Come on now.
Worse! How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
You will respect my authority!
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.